Oh my god, my brain is melting.
It's overheating like the L-star.
Yeah, it's overheating.
Welcome to the Dropship. My name is Zobs.
What's up, guys? This is Nugget.
And this is Meteor Juice. Hello.
Thank you for joining us. We got a good one for you tonight. Season 7, Ascension.
Season 7 is here.
We're hyped. How do you guys want to start? Talk about the map?
Ooh, there's so much to talk about. Where do we start? Let's start with the map. Let's start with Olympus.
It's so pretty. I like it a lot.
Yeah, the color palette is great. And yeah. I don't really know what a color palette is, but I love it.
Like cool as in like cool colors, you know, blues and whites and light colors. It reminds me of season 3 World's Edge, which was really like pristine and pretty until they destroyed it and made it really, really orange and dreary. And I think a lot of people agree that it was kind of a downer. So going back to that, like the lightness of the cool color scheme is really refreshing. And that's what I love. Like part one of many things why I love the new map.
Yeah, the colors are vibrant. They just really pop, which I really appreciate. I feel like the older I get, the more I realize that purple and pink are some of my favorite colors. And I feel more and more comfortable owning that about myself. So
I think they're cool colors.
You know, going to Banzai Plaza and seeing those beautiful bonsai with the pinkish foliage there is really hitting the spot for me.
Yeah, are there any cool specific visuals you've noticed and like appreciated going by?
Yeah, I think so. Bonsai, I think, is a Japanese word, like bonsai trees. And then also, there's these pink trees, which remind me of those Japanese trees that bloom once a year, and they're real beautiful.
Mm, cherry blossoms, right?
Cherry blossoms.
Does this map have cherry blossoms?
Yeah. Those are the pink trees.
That's the detail I like. Those cherry blossoms, they're so beautiful.
I like, yeah, everything's very modernist and like, futuristic, like sleek. Everything's very luxurious. I really like, I think we were having a discussion last night, actually, Zaz, was talking about the map. There's a lot of, it's a floating city, so that in itself is artifice, but the way they've incorporated all these things, like the society would have brought in for that like luxurious kind of scenic garden kind of vibe. Like, yeah, those trees and the waterfalls and I really love that area. I don't know what it's called yet, but those open area where instead of a lawn, it's like triangle, like geometric triangles.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so stark and so unique. It's so cool to be in it.
I love the wall, the like grass walls, too. I don't remember where that is, but, you know, there's
the
part of the
map. Is that hydroponics?
It might be hydroponics.
Like the curve?
Yeah, where it's like a half pipe of grass and greenery. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, hydroponics have like really cool visual things. It's so pretty.
What I like about the map is that there are so many areas that feel so distinct. We have like we're talking about these really vibrant sort of green and lush areas of the map. And then you go towards sort of the middle of the map where you have the turbine area and it just feels in the docks and much more industrial. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're sort of down under the city. So it's really dynamic depending on where you are on the map. And it's still early enough where I have no idea where I am spatially in relation to any of these places. So it's like during each match, just kind of like one discovery after another as we go to different POIs.
Do you guys have any favorite drops so far or any like stories about like certain areas you've discovered and fought in?
I like that fake mountain they put up for the rich people to hide the central generator.
Yeah, I remember you pointing that out. You're talking about, like, what's the story behind all this? And it's like, so they built this floating city for, like, luxury and whatnot, but there's a giant mountain there. So how does that work? Did they, like, cut away a part of the land?
It's just a facade. I was thinking it was cut away, but no, it's a floating city. So who would float a mountain up to then cut it down, right? So I think it's more like in Arizona, are some of our telephone poles are disguised as saguaro cactuses.
Hmm.
So they just disguise the huge generator as like a big mountain with a waterfall.
That's some design right there.
Okay, now let's talk about maybe mechanically of any like certain areas. What have you observed of, you think, maybe what came to in design consideration for actually fighting or like positioning on the map?
I think the map's more understandable as a whole in that there's a ring, there's an inside, there's an outside. It all has to do with each other. It's a city. So where you're at is a part of a larger whole, whereas King's Canyon, World's Edge, is just a terrain with a bunch of different spots in it.
Yeah.
And I'm finding this map. Yeah. My brain's learning it quick because it just kind of makes sense to me, you know? I'm a sucker for floating cities.
It's super cool. Someone on Reddit thought that maybe, like, okay, well, every new season that they destroy the map in some way. I would be really upset. Someone suggests, like, well, what if Olympus crashed and that was, like, the new map? I'm like, I don't want that.
It's so pretty. Just let it be pretty.
Let it be pretty.
Let's just live in a pretty city for once.
I don't want it what they did to World's Edge, where it's like everything's on fire. There's so much lava, sky's orange. Like it just bummed me out. That's partly why I didn't like season 4. It was just bleak.
So there's one POI that I don't think I've dropped at or even visited yet, but I've been hearing some scuttlebutt about, which is called Elysium. Have you guys dropped there?
Oh no. Where is that?
It's on the southwest sort of corner of the map. And apparently, Elysium is where you want to drop if you want to get some purple and gold, sort of almost guaranteed loot on drop.
Hmm.
So it's real high super tier loot. Oh, yeah. That's a new design.
We gotta try to head to Elysium at some point soon to check that out and see if that's for real.
Gotta look it
tonight
up.
Tonight at FUD's tourney.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. So one thing I've observed of the map is there's a lot of open areas. And the POIs, and it just seems like it's because it's a floating city, right? We don't have the big mountainous walls. For the most part, everything's sort of in like the same like plane. And then you have like slightly rolling hills and stuff. What's interesting is like the different structures are all just clearly specific points of height. Which I feel like in every location, like those are the positions you want to take, and I think it's cool.
All right, so verticality. How do we adapt to this map with a lot more verticality?
Have a Horizon on your team.
Horizon, Pathfinder, Octane.
That'll do it. So it's pretty basic, right? Take the high ground.
It really is.
Just try to take the high ground.
That's really
right?
What it is. This map, the way it was designed, feels a lot more. The culmination of, I'm speculating perhaps, but of what Respawn has observed of our gameplay on King's Canyon and World's Edge and how we play the game. So it seems like there's so many different parts of the map that could be utilized by specific legends and empower their kit specifically. So like you take the high grounds with Rampart, jump pads, and like there's so many different interesting... choke points for defensive legends. I think it's a really versatile map for any kind of legend you want to play. And there's different parts of the map that you can utilize.
Yeah, we were talking about that sort of more negative wide open space and how, you know, legends like Bangalore and Rampart have a certain utility there because they can provide you cover when you're caught out in the open or if a circle is moving you in that direction, you can pop down a smoke or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I know that as we sort of have been learning the map, we all of a sudden find ourselves running in this huge field where there's really no cover within a certain distance. And you start getting a little anxious.
Yeah, it's scary.
If you get caught out in that open space without any sort of cover legends, you're going to be in some trouble.
There are a lot of moments where I'm in a fight and I'm like, oh, crap, I'm out in the open. There's just one rock just like 30 meters that way that I need to get to. And it's like further than I want it to be. And it's very sparse.
So does this open up snipers a little bit? Could snipers be more relevant in this map?
Absolutely.
I think it does.
I think that was definitely intended, and I like that. It makes snipers better, like makes certain aspects of gameplay a lot. It heightens them and makes them more important. Like snipers, yeah.
I personally love the map. Not only we've talked about the aesthetics, I love the aesthetics, but I just think it plays really balanced so far in my playing of it. Are you liking the map? Do you feel like it's an improvement or on par with the other maps in the game so far?
Yeah, I love it.
As far as I can tell.
I couldn't tell you, because whatever the map is, that's what I'm dealing with. So I haven't really thought about it in comparison to World's Edge or King's Canyon. Mm. Like, King's Canyon is third-party city, And that's just what's going to happen. And then, like, World's Edge is, like, a big-ass map. And then, like, this map, I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, we're still learning it.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing right now. It's really hard to make a judgment call on that because right now it's still the early days of the season. And this happens every new season and map changes and stuff. Especially when we first got on World's Edge. You know, this is the same thing where players are dropping in and they don't know what the map is or what the rotations are. So the meta is different right now. I think we should discuss this again in a week and see how the meta is settled, where people know what locations are, where the spots are, and what the rotations are. I'm going to jump in to the thing where what are your guys' experience with the phase runner? Because last night, me and Zobs were playing with Archimedes from Outplayed, and we took the phase runner, and there was like a whole squad there, and it's really tricky. And we just like got ambushed completely. It's a cool facet for rotations and stuff.
Yeah, I'd say it's a risky
yeah, super risky
rotation.
Because we don't know who's on the other side.
Yeah, it takes a while right for there. You to set up. And even though you're wraithed out, it also gives them time to set up on you and react to you. So as soon as you come out of your wraith invulnerability, you get lit up. Yeah, it might be a good place to just chill if you want to wait for some people to pop
yeah.
out.
Set up a wall of caustic traps. Well, I guess you phase through it, but maybe like put it in the middle, maybe?
Yeah, we haven't. We actually really didn't spend too much time playing with the phase. What we ran into was them flying ramparts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe there's a time capsule of the podcast of this part in the season. But yeah, the glitch where you can set a Sheila on a crypto drone and the crypto can just pilot the Sheila around with rampart on top of it.
Attack chopper.
It's I mean, I love that it's a thing. It's so funny. But I didn't think it would catch on so fast, where we would encounter it so often, and it was really annoying.
The problem is it's such a fun idea. Everyone's
I know.
Gonna
want to
try it.
You gotta.
I was cool with it.
I was cool with it until we were on a roll doing really well, and then we encountered a squad like at the worst time. It was like three or four squads in one fight, and there's just Rampart running around just picking off people, including myself. So that's mostly why I got frustrated. But I love the idea. I hope they patch it soon after I try it myself.
What I'm most excited about is that we can, and I haven't done this yet, but you know, the rampart on the back of the trident.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you talk about the apocalypse, the silver lining you think of is you and your buddies in a busted up Toyota with the 50 cal in the back, just hauling ass through the desert, right? And I'm glad this game is giving me a way to haul ass through a map with a buddy on a 50 cal on the back.
You're living out your fantasy?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I haven't even done it yet, and I love it.
Yeah,
so
have you guys
used the trident yet? What's your trident experience? We have vehicles now in
still,
Apex.
Still learning.
I'm going to go last on this one. I'm going to bite my tongue and just
okay.
wait.
Oh, okay, okay. It's still I'm still learning. It's very iffy. I don't think I'm a great trident driver yet. And there's a lot of like these really random like just the objects on the map. Luckily it's a hover car, but I'm a bad driver, guys.
You're not one of those 99% who thinks that they're the best driver in the world?
No, I'm going to be completely realistic and claim that I'm a bad trident driver. I'm a good sidecar driver, and I don't know what that means, but I finally did that once cuz for the most of the time I've taken
yeah,
the
good
initiative
point.
To take the trident.
Buddy in the sidecar with a machine gun. That's also part of it.
Oh, yeah, two machine guns.
The tridents.
Ooh. You got a buddy on either side.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of trident experience so far. I've probably, you know, I haven't used it extensively in a match, but I've used it to, like, catch up with my squad if I was, you know, slow and looting or just to sort of mess around with it. And I really love the way that they handle. I think that they are super maneuverable and you can get them into spots you would never imagine that you could have got a vehicle. And I think we need more time to explore the potential of it. I'm hoping that tonight in our tourney run, we'll use it to some full potential and move very quickly throughout the map to chase fights and get some high kill games. But that's sort of one use that I'm seeing as a potential for tridents is to sort of chase down those high kill games that were more elusive to come by in recent times.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that. Does the trident work for going hard in an all-kill tournament?
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I'm down to figure that out.
Tonight.
Why not?
Sops, you got some thoughts?
I'm so happy. Yes, I do. I'm so happy that you talked about how good the Trident is, and it is really good, and I'm about to dump on it.
Dope.
So I've got about 3 hours on the Trident. I love stunting. I just got into rally car racing on the PlayStation, and I'm loving that. I was really, really excited about the Trident. So, plus our LTM, where you can explore the map. So I've just been dropping in, grabbing the Trident, and just driving that Trident as hard as I can. And I would say, maybe 2 to 3 hours. So it's really great for, it handles really well the combination between strafe control, brake, forward booster, backwards booster, and your look controls also steering. It's super intuitive. You can control it really well. And it's designed perfectly to travel across the map with, you know, people who just are jumping into a Trident and their buddies are on the back. It's so good. But I wanted like a badass stunt machine that's hard as fuck to drive. And so then I could like work on it.
Okay.
And then everybody would be like, Zobs, you drive, dude. Because I can like pull fucking E-turns no one else can turn.
I mean, you want a Trident skill gap.
That's how I feel. So you can drive. That's fine. I'm really bad.
No, I know, but like, well, I'm driving because you're bad at driving, not because I'm good at it.
I believe in you.
That's what I'm trying to. It's really good for traversing the map.
Would it be productive if they made it difficult? I feel like adding a whole new layer to the gameplay. I think it's good that it's intuitive.
No, they made the right design choices. I just have weird
<That's the> personal thing.
Expectations. Yeah. So what I really hope is that they're going to have the Trident for like moving through the map, and then they're going to come up with like a weird quad that's more battle,
more
battling, and it's hard to control. So because the Trident, the way the energy or the damage is shared, is basically so you can traverse the map and you can pull some plays, but it's dangerous. Anybody can just drop damage into everybody, right? So I'm hoping they're going to have a different one where it's much smaller, hard to drive, and meant for actually battling. You know, just some kind of like futuristic dune buggy or something.
I'm curious to see how the use of Tridents evolves over the season,
yeah.
Because I feel like so far all the hype about the season was we have vehicles and this is going to change the game. And so far I just have not seen that play out in the matches that I've played. I see them occasionally, but really not very often. And it's not in the forefront of my mind to hop on a Trident to get around the map.
I'm excited to see how Tridents play in like pro tournaments.
That'll be interesting.
That's going to be fascinating. Yeah.
Maybe we should work this out for you tonight. I could play Rev, and I was thinking there's got to be a way to, like, we drive a Trident, we spot a squad, and there's got to be a combination of dropping.
Oh, we take the shadow. We're shadows.
Hopping in the Trident, or maybe leaving the Trident, we attack, then we all get sent back to the totem, we jump in the Trident and hit them before they can heal. You get what I'm getting at?
Right. Yeah. We got to workshop that. We'll be back with some juicy Trident strats after we get some more time with it.
Yeah, we got another FUD tourney tonight at the night of this recording.
Oh, hey, let's talk about the Dropping Spicy tournament, that the Duos tournament you guys killed it at.
Sure.
Oh, it was a good time, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Dropping Spicy boys, they put on, I think it's a monthly at least, right? Tournament
I
of some
so,
kind?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
duos
they do
and
tournaments
trios.
All the time. They're on
duos,
top of it.
Some of them are trios, and some of them have like a challenge attached to it. I remember Geo, I think one time they did, each game you submitted, you had to submit as a different legend, which was a cool twist on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So ours was a week-long duos tourney, and you submit your top four games, points for kills and placement. And there was a formula they used for your damage per game and what sort of bonus you get, depending on how many kills overall you have, which is an interesting twist on that, too.
Yeah, I like what they're being really creative with the format, and they're constantly workshopping like an interesting yet effective scoring system, while they're adding new variables to come up with really interesting competitive tournaments.
Yeah, they're doing a Trident.
Oh yeah,
they already did a Trident race. Yeah. I don't know how that turned
out.
That's
such a cool idea.
But yeah, they're experimenting, doing cool stuff. Dropping Spicy podcast. Thanks for the fun tournament.
Yeah, we had a good time. We're gonna compete again in the future for sure.
Horizon?
Am I crazy? Yes, Horizon. Am I crazy? Horizon Zero Dawn, Redhead. This Redhead's named Horizon. This has nothing to do with each
Aloy
other, right?
It's
a just
redhead?
A coincidence?
I've only played a couple hours of that game, which I want to get back to.
I don't think she's a redhead, is she?
Yeah, I want to play
it. She is.
I like hunting giant robot dinosaurs. Yes, please.
Have you played either of the Titanfalls?
Nugget, do we have to revoke his Apex card? I mean, what's the grace period on this?
I feel like we do. I mean, Apex...
I think it's a year and a half. I'm pretty sure. So I got some time.
You gotta play Titanfall 2. It is so good. The campaign is among the best FPS campaigns I've ever played. Just like any campaign. It's super fun. The story is good. The gameplay is amazing. And we know the movement's going to be amazing.
Anytime you can make a robot give me a feels in a story, like, that's good writing. Mm-hmm. That's a tough
step. You did your job.
Wow, spoilers. Yep. Mm-hmm. They're Titans? That's crazy. Oh, I don't know what... I have no input.
I guess it's not going to happen anytime soon. Yeah, we're deep into season 7. The hype is real. We're excited about Apex right now, but one day.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting a little bit distracted here.
Yeah. Let's go Horizon. Yeah?
We're liking it? We have a new legend.
Uh-huh. She's... at first, like, on paper, like, I wasn't sure if she's going to be good, but she's actually super good. That's awesome.
She's awesome. I am loving Horizon. And we got like, a sneak peek of her gravity lift in season six.
And it's
nothing. Well, they're sort of similar. I guess the physics of it is similar, mm-hmm. but they're nothing alike. They're, like, night and day in terms of how you can actually use them. And so when we got that sneak peek in season 6, I, for one, was thinking, oh, these aren't really all that great. It's not going to be that game-changing. But when you get to use them as Horizon in season 7, they deploy super quickly. They shoot you up really fast, and your mobility is just, what you can do with them is nuts.
Yeah, you get them so fast. You have them all the time. It's like OG Pathfinder 15-second grapple, so you can take height every 15 seconds, essentially. I've done some crazy repositioning with her. Especially in is it Bonsai Center or whatever, and hydroponics, just like turning a corner, pop your tactical, get on the roof and heal, and I just did that so many times. I like that you can use it on enemies, and you can block doors and choke points.
Yep. It's kind of like the Rev Silence in that it has more uses than are apparent at first sight. You can use it to sort of block doors and to just provide some visual disruption so people can't see you as clearly. Just to get high ground or position or move your team or send people up in the air. It's just super versatile, and I love it. I'm a big Horizon fan so far.
I like that you can use it on enemies to surprise them. I just posted a clip on Discord of a part of my stream. Yeah, I couldn't help myself. I saw someone healing behind cover. Like, I'm going to shoot him in the air and shoot him while, like, they're low because they're trying to pop a bat right now. Killed that guy.
The first one you did was perfect. It was like duck shooting. You just shot him right up in the air.
That's what you can do.
It was so good.
Hey, new hosts. You guys ready to run the show for a bit?
What?
My cat has a tail injury.
Oh.
And it might be some kind of bite or something. So keep the show rolling. And I'm going to get my little kitty cat checked out.
All right, man.
Okay, we are running the show now. You don't have to include this, ops, obviously. I want
to... It is a takeover. It's been a slow climb to the top, but now the show is ours.
We are the battle little brothers. What's cool about Horizon's tactical is, like, you can use it to throw it on enemies and stuff. So, yeah, the moment where that bloodhound, they were coming around the corner. I knew they were coming around, and just as a panic, I thought it'd be cool to shock them by throwing it, the tactical, at their feet so they would fly up. And then, you know, duck shooting them in from the air. But we happened to be, I think it was turbines, which completely surprised me. I shot the gravity lift below their feet so they would jump in the air. And as they were launching in the air, because it kept their momentum, they ended up, I missed, like, all the shots trying to shoot them in the air, and they ended up falling to their deaths because it's a floating city and there are cutaways in the floor where there's, you just die. And we eliminated the squad, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is a thing you could do in this map. You can force people to go over the edge with her tactical. That's really powerful, and I'm glad that's a possibility.
Yeah, there's so many different things that are going to happen with the gravity lift over the course of this season. I'm excited to see, you know, what we do and what we see in the community.
What's your experience with the ultimate so far? Because I have my own thoughts as well.
The ultimate, I really like. I think it has a lot of potential, and we've heard it time and time again that it reminds a lot of us in the community about Zarya's ult from Overwatch. And it's this sort of crowd control ult that brings everyone close together into a ball and drags them in there, and it's difficult to get away from. I feel like I'm still working out how to use it to understand its radius and to understand how to use it in different situations, but I've definitely made some plays with it.
Yeah.
By bringing teams together, or we did a great play, I think our first night of season 7 together, where we were a duos and a trios match. And
that was amazing.
We had high ground over the final squad, and the ring was closing, and we decided to use the ult to sort of trap them on the edge of the ring so that we could get skirt ahead of them and then shoot back on them as they were running from the ring, which ended up working really well. So I really like it. I think it's got a ton of potential. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those ults where
you got to be really familiar with it and like what
you
it's
have to be familiar
of.
With it. Yeah. It's like you can use it perfectly sometimes and it's super devastating. But most of the time, at least in my experience, you throw it and it really does not do a whole lot. But I think with more experience, you get a better gauge for when it's time to use it or not.
Yeah, for me, speaking from experience from the 4 or 5 hours I played Horizon last night, I'm pretty sure every time I used the ult, I didn't do anything. I had the instinct of like, okay, this will be cool. I'm going to launch it and then I'm going to do some kind of chaotic crowd control thing. But I always overshoot it. And once I drop it, or launch it off, I don't know if it's working. Visual clutter that it's hard, like I haven't like trained myself to detect if it's functioning the way it's supposed to, you know.
So I like the way that Respawn designed it, because it's, in theory, if it's an ult that actually that literally just pulls everyone to one spot, that seems super OP, because you can just you know, spray them down or throw grenades at them and they're dead. There's nothing they can do. But you're, like you said, with all the visual clutter, it's not quite as simple as that. You maybe draw them in together, but it's really difficult to sort of track them a lot of times.
Yeah.
And maybe with some time we'll get better at that. But I think they've done a pretty good job so far, as I can tell, and balancing it and making it not as OP as it sounds in theory.
Because you can't make it too strong. So the effect is probably not as prominent, and you have to be, there's probably a very, very small radius where it's actually affecting people, and we don't know that radius yet. Exactly.
Yeah, we're figuring that out. But you can throw it really far.
Yeah.
You can deploy it a lot further than I imagine you would be able to.
And then her passive, man, that it feels good. And I forgot the secondary passive to that is that she has excellent air control, which also was kind of vague, but you can feel it. You can feel the sharp corners you can turn with when you're air strafing. I can feel it. It's good. It's a good ability, especially in Apex, where the mobility is so important and the movement is so important, where you eventually get a feel for how to maintain momentum with sliding and jumping and all that. It's stronger, and you can do a lot more with Horizon.
Yeah, I think it's one of those abilities that when we first saw it, we thought, that's, you know, what's the big deal about that? But now that we've got some time with it, it's, I think it's among the more powerful and impactful passives in the game.
Yeah. It's so
especially
subtle.
The soft landing, that in particular, I thought sounded
surprising.
Like, oh, big deal. But especially when you're Horizon and you spend a good amount of time in high ground and coming down off your gravity lift, the ability to sort of just hit your feet and pick your gun up and start shooting saves your life a lot of times.
Yeah, that's huge.
And last night I had a game where my two other squad mates were downed and eliminated, and it was the top three, so there were two other squads. I had high ground as they were sort of fighting, and I downed one in the final squad, and I sort of, not the most tactically, just dropped right on top of them. I had high ground, and I just left it. But because I was Horizon, I landed softly, and I could track and start shooting the final enemy really quickly and managed to win. But if I had been another Legend, that it would have taken more time, and I could have got sprayed down and lost, you know, the chance I had to win. So I think in situations like that, it can save your life and make up for some preemptive leaving of high ground when maybe it was too soon to do so.
With a game like Apex, where like half quarter second counts, having that extra quickness and getting the jump on the enemy is huge.
So we got a new map, we got a new Legend, we have vehicles. One thing that is something old but back in the game is the R99 as floor drop loot. And I could not be happier. I didn't realize how much I actually missed this weapon. It is a laser beam and gross. So fun to use.
I was hoping I still had my... Because I worked really hard the previous seasons, or like, what is it, like season 4 and 5? I worked really, really hard to master that recoil. And I thought I could get that back easily, but no, it's hard. I'm getting there.
There is a little bit of a curve to get back into it.
Yeah.
I feel that too.
I'm feeling that right now. I used to be able to just like control that pretty good, like a whole clip. Like even with like no mag, I could probably one clip someone with purple armor. But now I can't. Like I'm missing shots. But it's getting there. I love that it's back. I think, you know, I was worried that now that we have the Volt, people will just drop the Volt for the R9. But since the recoil is actually pretty, like, actually surprisingly tough most of the time for the R9 until you get used to it, the Volt is actually still a pretty solid pick if you just want, like, a laser beam, because there's not much recoil. And I think, yeah, they're pretty distinct. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I've been running both, actually. I've been running what's one of my sort of preferred loadouts is a 99 Volt. And I like the Volt because I think it's a little bit more forgiving and range is a little bit easier with the Volt with recoil control and the way that the ammo runs in a mag. I think it's a little bit more forgiving with the Volt. So I think that it's really a good combo to pair together. What I think maybe my preferred loadout, to be honest, is that OG R400 loadout.
Oh, yeah.
The 301 for those mid-range engagements, and then swap into the 99 when you get up close, sort of finish off. That's one of my preferred loadouts at the moment.
I don't actually think I've ran it. I keep having this fear that I wouldn't have enough ammo. So I flirted with the idea, and I think I never actually got to it. But I want to run it again because that's a beautiful combo. I'm gonna slide into a tangent real quick. Another thing new with the season is Loba's buff. Archimedes played Loba last night, and I also played with a rando playing Loba, but being able to just stock up on as much ammo as you want, it's really, really nice. It's really comforting, because if I want to switch my weapon, it's like, okay, well, I'll have 20-40 ammo for this, but now I can have 200 ammo if I'm switching from like a Volt to an R301. Some of those attachments will attach to that, but I need ammo, and I can just like boom, fully equipped. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really relieving that that's an option, and I'm glad. I think that was a very, very good change, in my opinion.
I think she's in a good spot. She's definitely the loot goddess, and I was almost thinking it'd be interesting to play her, you know, in like a tourney composition, because it just speeds up that looting
quickly.
You know, you finish a fight, you throw it on the black market, you take what the two essentials you really need, and then you can stock up on ammo and then just push. Like, if your sole goal is to get kills, as many as you can, having a Loba on your squad, you know, can make that easier to get, because you get what you need, you get your ammo, and you're off to the next fight. So I think they've done a good job bringing her up in terms of her utility in the team composition.
Yeah, I think there's a little more to do with her, but for right now, I like this current step they took. The buff to Swiftman is insane. You don't need syringes. You heal so fast. You should try it out. You should test it out. I think I might try Octane for the turn tonight. Now I'm thinking about it. I really want to test out that new fast heal. It's cool. It's super good. I think
he's going to be a good Slayer for sure.
Yeah.
It's only going to make him better at that.
I played Mirage. I think his buff is also good. It's really fun to just get constant bamboozles, because now when people shoot at it, it just doesn't disappear. So if it's still running around, I can get more bamboozles in. Triple take is still good. They reduced the fire rate to what it originally was, but considering that the precision choke is part of it, it's still a very, very good gun.
It's still good. It's one of the most annoying guns to go against.
Yeah, it's definitely more balanced now. I think they should have never increased the fire rate. It's still very good.
There's a sneaky change this season that I didn't see at first with the Evo armor, that they've increased the damage required to level up.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly, it really jumps up once you're leveling up from level 3 to level 4. So from purple to red, you need 750 damage. And I It's significant. It's a decent amount more damage than you needed before. So it used to be you needed 500 damage to get the level red, and now you need 750. And I like it. I think it makes the gold armor a little bit more. There's more reason to pick up gold armor. Mm-hmm. You're not going to feel so bad about dropping a purple or a blue evil armor to use a gold to miss out on the potential to get a red. And it just sort of lessens the amount of red armor you see in endgame, which can be a little oppressive at times, at least it was in season 6. And it rewards the players who hold on to their evil armor or are able to sort of level up that last bit they need after they've shield swapped or armor swapped to get to red. So I think it's a good change.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
The armor changes? Are we doing patch notes?
Yeah, we're just going through patch notes from ideas.
Yeah, I love the armor changes. Armor, red armor was a gimme before, and now I got to work for it.
Yeah, I remember just encountering like a bunch of death boxes, and they were all, you know, red. Like, okay, this guy's red armor. I'm gonna armor swap from that.
Okay, yeah. Hey, you know what I was thinking about?
I mean,
with Rev, gold shields complement Rev because after you die from the totem, you can take a syringe and be. You get that?
Oh yeah.
Right. So I've been running gold shield with my Rev.
That's smart.
Oh yeah, that's a good. Yeah, I like that. That's what's so cool about this game. There's all these little fabrics that you can figure out.
Absolutely.
And they're so like unique to each legend and situation.
Yeah.
There's just so much depth.
That's why I fucking love this game. It's deep. There's so many different intricate and specific, like, it's dynamic. Every game's different. There's legend synergy. There's a reason why we're doing a podcast.
Speaking of, this is the first time I ever get to listen to some of the Dropship Fresh. Like, I'm going to sit down to edit and be like, oh, I get to listen to, like, 15 minutes of the Dropship. Wonder what they spoke about.
So, yeah, we talked about Horizon. We talked about just different, the R99 being back.
Yeah, dude!
And ring damage.
Okay. Hey, I want to talk about the R99. Thank you. I got thoughts.
Okay.
I love hammer points, so I run light ammo often as my short range, and then I look to end game it into hammer points, you know, and all my stuff transfers over. But without the R99, you never really built up to something. You had this long range, you had the short range, and it just wasn't right. If you didn't get them 2020s, it just didn't feel good. And now that the R99 is back, that's fine. That's what you build up to, and then you switch to the hammer point, or you just run your 99. And so I'm personally super happy the 99's back.
And I guess the other thing is every season, I personally like to create little improvement goals for myself. But instead of just like gun skill or a reaching a rank goal, which and rank is not my goal this season yet, my goal for this season is to master all the legends. And
is that it? Is that it? Just master all the legends?
That is it. Which I think is huge because there are 15 freaking legends right now. That's a lot of legends to figure out.
I only know
a certain amount. But I think knowing competently of how every legend, their playstyle and how their kit works, and how a certain player playing that particular legend, what their mindset is, and what kind of strategies they employ, I think understanding that will help me. You know, I think that pays dividends in how do you approach encounters with those enemy legends, you know, or people on your team.
Totally.
Like, oh, I know how this caustic works, or I have a rampart in my team. This is what they're going to do, or I could even shot call.
Oh man,
hey, maybe
you just made
here.
Such a good point. Like I need to play some caustic now so I can fight. Dang it, man! Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a great idea, right?
Yeah,
also, I want to learn all the legends.
How caustic fights. Fuck me.
I've always dreamed about that, but like I don't have time to do that. It's like, oh, but what if that was my goal? Like I can set time. So right now, the way I'm going to quantify that and work towards it is I'm going to have a certain amount of wins per legend and a certain amount of kills per legend. And as of right now, I'm thinking 7 wins per legend. I was thinking 10, but that's 150 wins. That's a lot of wins.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
So I'm thinking 7 wins because season 7. I like numbers. I like numerology. And maybe 70 kills.
Stick with the 7s. I like it. That's a good.
Yeah.
Good
thank
plan.
You. Okay. Great.
Reasonable.
I appreciate the support on that. I that's what I like as well. So I think I'm gonna go 70 kills because I was thinking 50 kills before, but I'm like pretty much halfway there with Horizon, and I feel like I haven't fully played her enough. And I think quantifying kills for a certain amount at least guarantees a certain amount of time of play like. Play time?
No, it's a good metric.
So, yeah. So 70 kills, 7 wins, every legend. 15 legends, and that's my goal for.
All right, man, check back in with us.
Yeah. And yeah, right now my current legend I'm working on is Mirage, and I'm loving him a lot. And sliding in the improvement in the patch notes, adding 4 to 5 health to his decoys. From my current experience with that, it's a great buff. People are underestimating how strong it is. Having decoy health, even when somebody shoots it, other people can shoot the decoys. They're still running around.
Yeah, you can't clear them out.
More bamboozles.
I used to just spray a hail of bullets to clean up that stupid Mirage. And now it's not that doesn't work no more.
It's great.
Hell yeah. So let's be honest. Let's call this Season 7 Part 1, because next episode we're just talking more of the same. New map, new legend, new buffs, because the legend tweaks are pretty strong, you know? Let's just call this Part 1. We'll be back with Part 2.
Yeah, this is like initial reactions, and then once everything settles in with our gameplay, like, okay, so maybe this is how it actually works.
All right, guys, let's slap it and bap it. Join our Discord, or don't. Rate us on iTunes, helps a lot. Hit that little heart bot on Spotify if you want to be awesome. We love you. Thanks for joining in.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you in Olympus.
And I'd like to quote a popular saying back in the 90s.
I love where this is going.
As my sign-off, and I just like to say, this is Meteor Juice, and he says, bye, bye, bye. That's NSYNC.
Laser
Those great philosophers.
Play for laser.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.